It's time to talk about technology. Now, we've talked about how the 21st century has brought great strides in accessibility with speech software built into many off-the-shelf devices, but we also emphasise the fact that Braille still has a huge place in the 21st century on its own or collaboratively with many of the new pieces of assistive technology. Well, we've got a new piece of tech to tell you about today, and if you're a Braille reader and enjoy your books and diagrams and music, then this will definitely be of interest. Now, to tell us more, we have with us Stephanie Sargent. Stephanie, thank you for joining us.
Hello, everybody.
Now, we're talking about Braille technology here, Stephanie, and a brand new product. Tell us more.
Well, the Knute is groundbreaking. You may remember from your history lessons that King Canute told the waves to go back. I don't think he succeeded, but the Knute is aiming to reverse the downward trend in Braille by making it accessible and cheaper for more people to be able to access. Ed Rogers, the director of Bristol Braille Technology, first had the idea of developing a multi-line Braille display in late 2012 because he was fascinated by the medium of Braille. And the more he looked into it and got feedback from blind people who use Braille, he realised how valuable it is and the variety of uses to which people put Braille. And the Canute has been developed by the National Council of the Blind in Ireland and Child Vision in Ireland and Worcester College for the Blind. They've all given feedback. The engineers have taken their feedback and then invented the next prototype. At the moment, it's mains operated, but there are plans to have a battery available so that it makes it more portable, but the battery will be external, so you can choose whether to use it by mains or battery. So the Canute has 9 lines of 40 cells per line, and it's the first multi-line ebook reader in the world. It's already been to America and India, and I've been showing it around the UK for the last few months. It can read books in BRF format. So you load the books onto a memory stick and copy them to the Canute. And then on the Canute, you can insert bookmarks, go to a specific page number. The Canute will remember the place where you stopped reading. And it can be used in schools because each child can have their own memory stick and load their information to the Canute. And the best thing about it is that you can do Braille music with it, graphs, bar charts, word searches. What else have I missed, Alan?
Not much, I don't think, Stephanie. You certainly covered it a lot there. You say this is groundbreaking because of the lines and the cells and so on. What have Braille displays been like before this?
Up till now, they've cost a lot more than the Canute will. We're aiming to get the cost as low as £800. We're just starting the final testing around the world in Canada and America and India. And then it will go to market as soon as we are comfortable with the product.
How does it produce the graphs and the music and the charts and so on? Does that mean it's not like a traditional Braille display with the little pins, or is it different?
It's still got 6 dots of Braille, but the reason it's cheaper is because the design is totally different from the current Braille displays. And the way it does the bar charts and the graphs is by forming pictures as you can in Duxbury. Now, let me just bring up a bar chart and I can explain it to you then. This one gives the rainfall in India, America, Korea and Wales. It should be highest in Wales, shouldn't it? So you've got the numbers up the side going up to 700 centimetres or whatever it would be. So there's a series of FOR signs in Braille, which is all 6 dots, and they're used to form the bars, if you can picture that. And so the highest one is for Wales at the right-hand end, and then there's a low one for Korea, and so on. Also in this book, there is Happy Birthday with the Braille music written underneath the lyrics. The musicians are over the moon about it because they can have the Braille music for the right hand, the Braille music for the left hand, and the lyrics all on one page rather than having to pan forward to a different display. And the beauty of it is because Braille takes up 20 times the amount of room that print does, you can put large volumes of books into the Canute.
As you say, Stephanie, still in the developmental stage at the moment, but absolutely some great progress being made there. And I'm sure there's many people who are quite excited to hear that there will be a product like this available for them as Braille users. But if they'd like to learn more about Canutes, is there a way they can do that?
Yes, there is. You can contact distribution at bristolbraille.co.uk to arrange a demo or pre-order a Canute. And the number you can ring for Ed Rogers is 07908 569214.
Always great to hear about a new piece of technology. And for the moment, Stephanie Sargent, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.